I'm going to call the Arkansas Independent Citizens Commission meeting to order, open the meeting, and today is Friday, November the 15th. I'd like for Wendy to do the roll call.
Vice Chair Tommy May?
Here.
Clark Smith?
Here.
Larry McCready?
Here.
Robert Dusong?
Here.
Jan Zimmerman?
Here.
Frank Nguyen?
Here.
Thank you. I will declare a quorum. Actually, the full house is here. And you will see in your packet that you have the draft of the minutes from the last meeting. And I will give you a few minutes if you have not to review the minutes. And then I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Madam Chair, I'll move the minutes be approved.
A second?
I'll second.
Robert Dusong seconds. Thank you. Any further discussion? If not, I will call the vote and ask all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, say nay. Any abstentions? So that is unanimous. Thank you very much. We have approved the minutes. Now, the reason for this meeting is because we made decisions at the October 25 meeting concerning proposed salary increases, and we are required to give time to the public to make comments or to review written comments. And as I understand it, we have no written comments that have been sent to the auditor's office. Is there anyone present, including members of our commission, candidly, if you want, who wishes to make comments? Silence is golden. So I assume, and that there is not. Now, also in your packet is the proposed resolution. There will be an original sent around, and this resolution basically adopts our decision, which was made at the last meeting, and you can actually see on page 2 the impact of those decisions. And it sets forth the exact amounts for the new salaries for all the judges, appellate and district, as well as prosecutors, all the constitutional officers, and the members of the House and the Senate. So basically, the members of the General Assembly and the Speaker of the House and the Speaker of Senate pro tem. So is there are there any revisions to this resolution? If there are not, I will sign my copy of the original, and I'm going to send that around for each one of you to sign. That way, you will not have to deal with scanning and sending back your signature. Thank you. Okay. Jan, you want to start this around? Thank you.
Got it.
I
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And this will be published as the official action, and that will give the authority for the salaries actually to immediately begin the raises, right? Is that correct? 10 days.
10 days after filing with the Auditor of State. Yeah. And the way we've worded it is actually the next full pay period.
Yeah.
That is after 10 days, so it doesn't start in the middle of the pay period.
Right, you don't want that, and that is correct. Now, I want to ask, is there any new business that any member of the commission would like to bring up? If not, I have a request. Do we want to go ahead and set a next meeting date for next year so we don't get into our situation of, oh, well, yes, I guess we better meet this year because we have to meet. So.
And just as a reminder, y'all have a date requirement before regular sessions that y'all have to meet so many days for. That requirement doesn't appear before a fiscal session. So next year, y'all have a little bit more flexibility as to when you want to start.
Okay.
You'd start later than that early October date that generally applies.
Okay, so I guess the question is, I'd like to just put it out for discussion. Would you prefer for us to maybe have our first meeting in November, next November? Will that... Is that okay? I mean, I realize this is kind of a tabula rasa right now, but we would make it on a Friday, and let me go to November of 2025.
Madam Chair?
Yeah.
If I can just raise, TJ did raise a good point, if it's in November and we have to come back because of the publication period, that sometimes it pushes it into December a little bit, you know, so perhaps maybe in October.
Okay.
Just a thought for consideration.
That's a good point. Okay. So it could be October 3rd, October 10th, October 17th, October 24th. I don't suggest it be on Halloween. Okay. So, what I'm going to just throw out is the middle, the 17th.
Yeah, that works.
Does that work for everybody? October 17th? Mm-hmm. Now, if you lose your calendar, I'm sure that Wendy will remind us.
Right on.
Yeah. And... without ado, I want to wish Donna a beautiful retirement. I know we've already mentioned that, but for all your years of service to the state and to this commission, I realize retirement is an adjustment. I can tell you that. And you can either respond, as some of us have responded, by not knowing how we kept the full-time job, or you can just really lay back and read books and go to the beach and whatever you love to do, garden. And there's in between.
Right.
So thank you.
I think she wants to make a speech.
Oh, yes. Donna is not inclined to speak. Well, thank you all for those of you attending today who are not commissioners, and I will declare the meeting adjourned. I want to note that that the hour, it's 10:09.